On the show today, we have Cornerstone Advisors very own Steve Williams and Sam Kilmer giving us the 18th annual 2019 Gonzo Bankers Awards, another stellar collection of winners, losers, and questionable tactics that took place in our industry last year. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have the gentlemen from Cornerstone Advisors, Mr. Steve Williams and Sam Kilmer. Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing great. Happy New Year to CU Broadcast.
Right back at you. Right back at you. Sam, how are you down there?
Fantastic. 2020.
Right on. Right on. All right, guys. Well, this is one of my favorite ways to kick off the new year. We've been doing this, gosh, how long? We've been doing this for like the last 5 or 6 years, I think, at least.
Yeah.
Steve, so we're talking about your annual Gonzo Banker Awards, and it's your 18th annual Gonzo Banker Awards. So you guys have been at this for quite a while. And before we get into discussing some of the winners, because there's a lot of them, so we're only going to go over a few of them today. But before we discuss some of those winners, what makes these awards so special? Why do you guys do these? Steve, I'll let you go first on this.
Yeah, I think we always have prided ourselves on telling the truth and kind of giving our take on what's really out there. And I think to your point about Happy New Year, it's hard work to put another year in the can. And so we always like to just make sure we memorialize, well, what happened this year, who deserves some credit, who did some things, both on the financial institution side and the technology vendor side, a lot of hard work. So we like to pay tabs to that, but we also like to do a bit of cutting through the bull and get to what really happened during the year. What were the trends that stuck and what was just more fluff to listen to?
Indeed. Sam, what's your take? What's your take on this? Because you definitely have a big part in this as well.
All of what Steve said, I would just add that we are unabashed banking nerds, and we really just like to geek out on this stuff, and it's fun.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and you guys do have fun with it. There's a lot of tongue-in-cheek stuff with this as well as some really good awards, which we're going to start out with right now. And we're gonna cover, since this is a credit union-focused show, we're going to cover the credit unions. Obviously, there's a lot of banks who get the awards and stuff, too, and we might talk about those at the very end here. But the Gonzo Banker of the Year Award, and that goes to one of my favorite people in the industry, Mr. Kent Oram, CEO at Idaho Central Credit Union. Just a super cool guy, great guy, running a fantastic shop there in Idaho. What was your reasoning for awarding Kent the Gonzo Banker of the Year Award?
Well, I think importantly, and Sam and I both felt this, it was a long-term recognition as well. And so it's not just that this institution is hot and they're doing something. It really is one of the most important lessons, is that it's about putting a lot of things in place and sticking with it over time that really builds a great financial institution. And obviously, when we say Gonzo Banker and it's a credit union executive, we're using the industry more broadly, because we think some of the things that they're doing is exactly what, the grassroots of the financial system in America should look like. And again, it's just this wonderful story of when Ken took over them, just under $700 million and going to $5 billion while being profitable, while being a top workplace, while being loved in terms of member loyalty scores. And so it's that whole balanced approach to building a great franchise that we just salute.
Yeah, when I first started talking to him, I think it was back in 2015 or 16, they had won like the top performing credit union for like 5 or 6 years in a row. I mean, just something astronomical. And he's like, yeah, we just do our thing, and they do it really, really well. So
yeah, and Mike, there's profitable institutions who tick off their customers and aren't fun places to work, and they're fun places to work that don't know how to make money. And what we love about them is how you put it all together. That's really the sweet spot.
Indeed. And the next one I get to is the Credit Union Lifetime Achievement Awards. And there's two credit union folks in there. Paul Trialko, I think. And he's CEO of Amplify Credit Union. I think he should win it just because of the name of their credit union. I love the name, Amplify Credit Union. And then Olin Jones, President and CEO of Eastman Credit Union. Sam, I want to get your take on these winners.
Well, the one thing that they both have in common is these are institutions that were relatively small. Well, at least in the case of Amplify, I think when Trialko was there, started there, it was a tiny institution, and it grew to, well over $1 billion in assets. Wow. And you've got somebody there that, like a lot of credit union CEOs, had a finance background, but was very, a student of the industry and a student of technology, and not afraid to really get out there and move and shake. And like Kent Oram, you could say, at Idaho Central, a real outreach sensibility. I think, you think about the mission, to Steve's point, It's about, you can have the financial results, but it's also about outreach and getting out there in the community. And I think, love Steve's take on this, but when you take a look at Eastman, same thing. I mean, I think when you look at Olin Jones, and when he started, I think, what, Steve, they were at something like $600 million in assets, and I think they're at something like $5 billion now. And this isn't necessarily one of the high-growth, you know, markets of the West Coast where, you know, you've got wind in your sails, but a lot of these credit unions, you have to give them a thumbs up, and these executives like Olin Jones, for being a strong community leader and being able to really pick up a lot of growth over a long period of time in a market that candidly isn't growing like Phoenix or the Bay Area.
I think two more long-term awards about, you know, part of the key to success in this industry is endurance and keeping a vision.
Yeah.
And I think both of these gentlemen were very much into that. I think Paul was very curious, if you know the company Jawala that was in digital banking, it really got birthed through a QSO at Amplify. You know, a company that was Crest, the loan company that had a product called Sail, was really, they were one of the first users of Sail down in Austin. So they were always very experimental. And in the case of Olin, I think maybe not as visible through the whole industry, but very visible in community. And what we always took away from Eastman is how important culture was in what, you know, got him from that, you know, multi-billion dollars of growth.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed. All right, guys, let's go to the credit union merger of the year. And my, was it a doozy? Schools First Credit Union and Schools Financial Credit Union. Why did this win merger of the year?
Sure. Well, first of all, hats off to one of our associates, Vincent Huey, who leads our M&A practice, who was fortunate enough to be involved in some of these strategic discussions. But I think this is a very important one because, Mike, in credit union land, most $2 billion credit unions don't say, hey, you know what we should do is merge with someone bigger than us who's likely to have a more dominant role in maybe the operating DNA of the place. I think it was very strategic and mature of both Schools Financial's board and management to say, can we add value more together? I think it was the stellar reputation of Schools First in terms of education focus, member focus, ability to execute that gave the Schools Financial Board confidence that we're not just going to get sucked up into something and then what's special about our credit unions going away. I hope there's more of these discussions. I think multi-billion dollar credit unions can merge and not lose special. It's going to take some focus, but this is a good example, and it clears the path for other boards to think this way.
Indeed, indeed. Sam, what's your take on this one? Because this one really made headlines big time this past year. So, oh, we lost your sound, Sam.
I hate it when that happens. It's a new technique. It's called put the consultant on mute. So, one of the things I like about this one is from a brand perspective, you got Schools First and Schools Financial. So it's another one of these, and we're seeing these in the market, whether either they're using the same core system, they have a similar brand, or they have a similar footprint where you can do branch roll-ups and things, where just from an outsider's perspective, when you look at it, it seems like it's easy, but we know behind the scenes there's so much.
Oh, yeah.
It has to go into preparing the boards and preparing everybody for this.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah. All right, let's get into the Smarter Bank Individual Awards. And a couple of credit unions were featured in this one. Wings Financial Credit Union, they got the Data Award. Steve, what's up with that one?
You know, everybody's talking data, and there isn't a financial institution, except maybe one in Yuma, Arizona, who's not spinning up a data warehouse or a data lake. So we had to sort through a lot to give somebody an award here. What we like about what Wings is doing is the whole organizational and cultural piece around data.
Mm-hmm.
So a few things that they've done. Not only did they create this position of insights and business intelligence, but they also have it highly connected to how they report up to the board, how they report to senior management, and even how they share this for employees. So there's a lot of folks I could name, First Tech, several other credit unions really into the data world. We gave the nod to Wings this year because of how culturally they've been able to embed this into the management process.
Yeah, it seems like you have a large collection to choose from there because of
Absolutely.
How data has permeated the industry. So,
yeah, and one of the themes this year, Mike, was a lot of people took over the technical side of things, but then were saying, now what are we doing this from a business standpoint? And I think you're going to, we're going to keep an eye on who kind of gets it through from we've got the data and we've got a big lake full of data to we're really running the business with
yeah,
this data.
Indeed. Yeah, that's the next step for sure. The next one was the Ecosystem Award, and that goes to Partners Credit Union and Coney. And I know a little bit about this one because I've interviewed John Janclaes at Partners about their digital transformation journey and how Coney had helped them out. So Sam, what's your take? Why did you award these folks the Ecosystem Award?
Well, ecosystem, and when we've talked about this before, Mike, I mean, the work between fintech and financial institution, it's hard work, and this was years in the making. So you had John and the team there at Partners that, you know, I think very early strategically identified, and they've been very public about this, they identified that big banks were their, you know, in their market, were the big challenge, mm-hmm. and they set about to make sure that their digital assets that they were putting into play for their members could really be competitive and go toe to toe with Chase and all the people that we always hear and talk about. And that candidly, a lot of, you know, millennials and Gen Zs and younger folks feel pretty good about the big banks from a digital perspective. And so Partners set about to do this, took years. And really what I think, you know, the team at Coney deserves a lot of kudos as well. And, you know, they were just recently acquired by the global powerhouse Temenos, mm-hmm. and really the Coney team, I think because of their work, including with Partners, have really been, the Coney team are at the forefront of what Temenos is now doing in the U.S. market because of this one-to-one partnership with the client. John was even on stage as a keynote speaker at Coney's client conference late in 2019, mm-hmm. and he was there, you know, he had his own book of, you know, kind of management principles. And it was just, I thought it was interesting, like what Steve said with Wings Financial Credit Union, we're not just talking about technology here. We're talking about the culture of the organization and the strategy right. and the competitive dynamic mapping up perfectly with the execution. It's such hard work. It would be so easy to say, oh, that's great. They're just out there talking together. Really hard work.
Oh yeah, they're executing.
Yeah, I think importantly, I might add, Mike, where what John and his team deserve a lot of credit for is knowing what a vendor is going to bring and then what they're not going to bring that you have to bring to the table. Mm-hmm. And it allows them to maybe take risks with a new entrant into the market like mm-hmm. Coney. But it's about bringing the skill set on your side to the table too, which makes some of these partnerships work. And if you've heard John speak, this was not cheap, meaning he put the resources around transformation. He separated them from day-to-day operations to get this done. And so that's another reason we give them, you know, the partnership award now. Now, how it benefited Coney to get engaged with someone like this and really deliver is that word of mouth, and John speaking is worth, you know, 15 salespeople running around the country. So we believe when it, you know, can really work from a growth standpoint when there's real work and real progress, not just, you know, glitz out there.
Indeed. And they were very transparent about the whole process too, which I think was great for credit unions to see how it went, you know, see the bumps in the road and the challenges and the successes as well. So I thought that was fantastic how transparent they were about the whole process. All right, guys. The next award, the Alpha Early Adopter Award, and that went to the folks at Consumers Credit Union, Kit Snyder, Scott Sylvester, Lindsay Land, and the rest of the team there. So what's that award all about? What's the Alpha Early Adopter Award all about for consumers?
Yeah, I mean, here's another situation where you have a credit union in Kalamazoo, Michigan, right? So we're out mm-hmm. there in the heartland, and you know, is a $1 billion credit union who most people think of as an early adopter of technology, of a pioneer. It's not normally what we think about. Historically, we tend to think of much larger credit unions or even the biggest banks in the country. And yet, here is Kit, Scott, and Lindsay and the team. They're in central Michigan. And what are they doing? They were the first credit union that deployed the Phoenix Core system in the credit union market. And then they followed on, you know, most recently with being one of the first large credit unions to deploy the Lumen digital banking system, the new startup from a PSCU. And boy, you know, do you think about someone like that being the very, very first? And, you know, just think about the guts it takes to go to be first in line and be that pioneer. And they've done it in multiple fronts and used it as a vehicle for growth. And you know, we say good for them.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Steve, anything to add there?
And I got to can't get my hat off to my partner, Terrence Roach, who does a lot of work with consumers and is just huge fans of their grittiness. We use the term gritty at Cornerstone a lot. And that's how they get this done. They look at these products, they unpack them, they decide what they need to fix about them or what they need to push on them. And they always have this energy that comes from the CEO down. Mm-hmm. One thing I'd say about them, they're $1 billion, but if you look at their net interest margin and their non-interest income, Kit has built the tightest revenue powerhouse within a $1 billion balance sheet I've ever seen.
Yeah, and that kind of reminds me of Cabrillo Credit Union out here in San Diego, how they were the first one on the Symitar Core way back in the day, and then when Correlation came to fruition, they were the first one on Keystone. So, I mean, I love these early adopter stories, so it's really exciting to see and see where things go from there. Good stuff, guys. Okay, this is one I've been waiting to get at, the David Meets Goliath Award, Alliant Credit Union CTO Alan Pitcher. So what did Alan do? Steve, I'll let you take this one.
Yeah, I'm going to let Sam take it because was there and he kind of buzzed us over our internal email. So,
Sam?
I was it was at the Finovate conference, and you have at every one of these types of conferences, you'll have panel sessions where you have heavies from, Bank of America and Chase and, some of the big multi-industry consulting firms and whatever. And there was Alan up there on stage, and he was just going toe-to-toe with all these B of A and big bank people talking. They were talking about their incubators and their innovation programs. And candidly, Alliance out there taking a lot of risks, doing some builds of some things, doing a lot of the whether it's tournaments and gamification internally to get ideas on a lot of the things that the big banks are doing. And it's just, we just always think it's great to see mid-sized banks and credit unions out there in the market being troublemakers. And and I think, candidly, some of these larger banks were probably pretty astonished by the fact that Alliant Credit Union was bringing that kind of mojo.
Yeah, I like that. I love stories like that for sure. All right, the next one goes to actually a good friend of mine, James Robert Lay, the Star Wars Advisory Award. Very timely, actually. Digital Growth Institute's James Robert Lay talking about being their Yoda. Who wants to take this one? Steve, you want to take this one?
I'm gonna put in a plug for James Robert, but again, give this one to Sam. Cannot listen to, be around James Robert, read his stuff, and not be excited about digital. So the passion he's bringing, the pragmatic game about trying to really enable credit union marketing departments, not just kind of be there, teach them to fish, is really in his DNA. So I really saluted when Sam came to us in the group and said, we need to give an award here.
Right on, Sam.
Yeah, the thing that James really focused on, or that I really like, is there's all this focus on kind of digital technology and reach, which we put a lot of focus in, and we've talked about today, actually, with Tony and some of these other folks here. But one of the things that he focused on here was on content. And so one of the things that's been a conversational change is, as we've increased this reach and we've improved our websites and we've improved our mobile apps, what are we saying? What is it that we have to say? And with his, what he said was, be their Yoda, which is, coach your members, help them. Don't just tell them that you have the best products ever. The classic brochureware of old. You'd be surprised how many websites and mobile apps out there that still read like, kind of 1960s era Don Draper marketing and not, Yoda. Right. Let's see more Yoda.
Exactly.
Thanks to James Roberts for that.
I concur. All right, a couple more awards, guys, and I'll let you get back to work. Vendor awards. The Golden Cufflink Award from, and then went to Correlation's very own Brent Edwards. Why did Brent get the Golden Cufflink Award, guys?
We have a group led by Scott Hodgins in our selection group that sits through hundreds of demos every year, and I really believe in this case it was given to an individual who really kind of sits in the seat of a credit union employee and can go through a day in the life in a very effective way. Obviously what Correlation is trying to win on is that ability to kind of live within the member record and in the member data and go and do things from it. Mm-hmm. And, this demo is very effective in kind of looking really good and kind of what would a dream experience be for a credit union employee using the system.
Indeed. Well, congrats to Brent out there doing some fine work. All right, the next one I want to get to was one that made headlines late in the year last year. And it's called the Big Pile of Nothing Award. And it was about Google and its checking accounts, and Stanford Federal Credit Union was involved in this. So guys, give me the scoop on this one.
Well, first of all, this is that the pile is really tied to, you know, Google making and unveiling. I think for Stanford and the group there, this is terrific to have this connection into a great seg,
yeah.
And to just have a chance to work and experiment with things. We have to give Ron Shevlin, our research director, this one, he wrote about this in Forbes magazine as well, but it was just that it was an announcement that was very light on detail. And, you know, with as hard a work as all this is, it's hard to unveil revolutions like this without the detail. And I think we all kind of took away, it's another data point, but this is still hard work. Sam?
Yeah. Sam?
Yeah, I totally agree.
All right, guys. I mean, that was like 10 awards there, and there's way, way more than that for the awards. I mean, you guys worked really hard on these, so kudos to you guys for putting these together each year. Are there any other awards that you guys are at the top of your, anyone that sticks out in your brain that you want
to
feature?
Well, one I'd like to give is the Technology of the Year, right? Because we really argue about this. We'll have to film the room for you sometimes. This year we probably had 35 people in the room.
12 angry men.
And we go back and forth, and then we'll say, you know, someone will say, I think this is a cool technology, and someone said, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. But what we really settled in this year, the whole world of authentication technology, and that's both in the digital world where you're seeing, you know, synthetic identities and things, accounts getting opened of real people with synthetic identities, down to the darn call center where our clients have been frustrated that authentication is, you know, 2 minutes of the 4 minute conversation, where there's now new technology. So I think what we're finding is there's no magic bullet to authentication. There's going to be layers and approaches. And again, it's hard work, but boy, if there's any moment of truth for the member, they want to be safe, but they also want this to go fast. So, you know, that's dancing on the head of the pin, and that we thought that technology is very important right now for every executive to have on their radar.
I agree. Sam, any other awards out there that stand out to you?
You know, a couple that I would point to, one of them, Steve, I know you talked about a lot, this was the In Vogue Award for credit unions who are buying community banks.
And
you know, I think that took on, we saw a lot of that in the movement this year. And, you know, I think candidly, a lot of the community banks on the smaller side, you know, kind of under 500 million, where they didn't really have a good exit strategy for other banks in their market, credit unions were really an ideal bidder. And, you know, Steve mentioned Vincent Huey in our merger and acquisition practice. He was in the middle of a lot of these conversations, and it was just, it seemed like it had wind in its sail. Mm-hmm. So that would be one that I would point out.
Okay.
I think another thing, just in the spirit of the Gonzo Banker Awards, were also about fun, is maybe just a little bit of a selfish indulgence here of the consultant layer, you know, best consultant layover experience.
I saw that one.
You know, visiting the Prince store in the Minneapolis St. Paul Airport, right there next to the Sky Club. Guys, Steve knows this, when you're on the road, you know, 100 or 120 days a year, it's the little things
like
the Prince store.
Yeah, we also had a bachelor party in the bar of the Minneapolis airport this year. I did for one of my junior consultants. So it's a place where you got to get things done because you only have an hour till the next flight.
That's right. Well, next time I'm at the Minneapolis airport, I'm heading straight to the Prince store to check it out for sure, guys. All right, guys. Thank you so much for your time. Again, this is my ideal way to kick off each year, and you guys just, again, knock it out of the park each time. Where can folks go to find all the other awards out there? Because there's a lot of them, and they're all well-deserved for sure.
Good old GonzoBanker.com, and, of course, our corporate website, crnrstone.com. And we'll continue to be putting, you know, great research out there. I know Sam's going to be doing a lot of speaking this year. And we will see everybody at GAC. We got a lot of cool things that we want to promote to our client base at GAC this year.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys there for sure. All right, guys. Thanks again for the time as usual. And have a great 2020. Obviously, we'll see you on the road and talk to you some more this year. But I really appreciate you guys helping me out.
Kick off
in a great way.
Great year, Mike. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Got it. All right, guys. Thanks again. Appreciate it. That was awesome.
All right.